It's been more than four decades since the Philadelphia Orchestra recorded one of its best-selling albums, The Glorious Sound of Christmas, with Eugene Ormandy. For the musicians, performing such well-known popular holiday music has its own difficulties and rewards. Orchestra violinist David Booth, who as a child listened to the orchestra's recording of The Glorious Sound of Christmas, says the music still engages him personally and professionally.
There's still so much Christmas music that I really love. It's something that I was involved with. My mother was a church organist and pianist, so I grew up and was exposed to it just continuously. And in a way, I think it's impossible to get away from. Plus, this title, The Glorious Sound of Christmas, also reflects on an LP that was one of the two, I believe, million-selling records of the Philadelphia Orchestra. It was very famous. It was also recorded with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which, of course, during the 60s and early 70s, they were one of the great American super popular, probably the first crossover sort of institution. So that has been a big thing also, especially here in Philadelphia.
And what comes first, a kind of a chicken and egg question, are you in the Christmas spirit, or do you need to be in the Christmas spirit to play this music, or is it that playing this music puts you in that Christmas spirit?
I would say that definitely playing the music puts me in the Christmas spirit. Possibly I could sound like a Philistine and say there's not too much else that does put me in the Christmas spirit, particularly as much as the music.
A lot of the time, particularly with singers, there are certain very well-known songs, for instance. I think things like The Stars and Stripes, Danny Boy, songs that on the face of it are very popular but are really difficult to sing. Is there anything in the Christmas repertoire that's especially difficult to play?
I always say as a performing musician, there's really nothing that's very easy. Everything, I think, you try to play at your best every single time you play it, and I'm more and more convinced that for a performing musician, you're only as good as your last performance. So sometimes the more popular a piece is, because the public, so much of the public knows it, if there's any kind of a flaw in it whatsoever, it's all that much more obvious.
It's really as big a performance as, say, doing, I don't know, a Mahler symphony.
Oh, I would say definitely so, and particularly the way it draws in the public, we are very much aware of that also.
Tell me your first recollections of hearing the record. Everybody's heard it at some time. Even people who don't know anything about classical music have heard The Glorious Sound of Christmas. What's your first recollection of hearing it?
Well, I come from West Virginia, which is sort of the boondocks, and there was a fair amount of classical music there, and I remember my first exposure to hearing the Philadelphia Orchestra actually were two, possibly three LPs. One was a very famous LP of string pieces that contained the Tchaikovsky Serenade for String, which was my first exposure to that. And of course, I think everybody, particularly as a string player, a string student, you're just in awe of the sound of the Philadelphia Orchestra strings. I still am today, even as a part of it. And then the other probably two things was this, The Glorious Sound of Christmas, because everybody... That was such a popular crossover thing, and of course, I remember one of the big things, that big exposure to music, both classical and otherwise, were these like Columbia and RCA Victor record clubs. I mean, they were very important things at those times. I don't even think they exist anymore, unfortunately. But I remember that a lot of people, including my family, had that The Glorious Sound of Christmas, and also, I think, which was the other million seller, the famous recording of Messiah. With, I know Eileen Farrell was one of the solos on that. In fact, that was a very famous time because that's when the famous story that she and Ormandy had a big falling out during the recording session of that. She came onto the stage or wherever they were recording this, and he looked at her and said, "Well, Eileen, how much do you weigh?" And she looked at him and said, "How tall are you, Gene?"
So if I were to put the gun to your head, is there a favorite? Is there something that... you really connect with?
Probably my favorite of all. I never get tired, and I'm still sort of the soaring brilliance, especially the high notes in it, Oh Holy Night. I think that still is just one of the most, the simplicity in it, the way it goes immediately straight to the heart is just, there's nothing quite like it.
And then in performing that, when you're looking out into the audience for one of these Glorious Sound of Christmas concerts, what are you hoping the audience is getting from it? Is it a spiritual experience? Is it just a holiday feeling? What do you want people to take away from it?
Well, the music to me, the thing that I'm most attracted to music is its spirituality. And sort of it's a universal spirituality, not necessarily a religious spirituality. And I find that that is one of the most overwhelming aspects of music. And of course, I think the seasonal, the Christmas music, of course, has that more than anything else. And I feel and still get carried away by that as a performer. And I certainly hope that that transmits somewhere to the listener.
And is the lyrical content of the melodies you're playing important? Or when you're performing something that has words, is that a part of the performance for you?
Well, again, I might be unusual in this respect. I am not into words, even words with music and associated with vocal music. I'm more interested. I love singers. It's one of my favorite things to listen to and collect. But I listen to a singer as an instrumentalist, what they do with the sound, the vibrato, that's a key element to me. And that is what really transports me. Of course, one of the great universal things about all music is that there are so many aspects of it. If the people were into the words, I mean, fine, be it. That's very important to many people, and probably to many people, just the opposite of me, the words are more important than the music. But for me, it's the music, the sound, even with singers, the sound of the voice. And this, there's nothing greater than the seasonal Christmas music and what the singers can do. That still, even the Messiah, as many times I've been exposed to hundreds and hundreds of times, when I hear certain choruses from that, I mean, it's still just incredibly thrilling. I get goosebumps.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.